All right, I want you to hear this before we bring in Casey Hintz from Newark, New Jersey. My friend Trip Tracy, analyst for the Carolina Hurricanes, who I speak with almost every day. Trip, for a lot of people will know, a year ago, couple of weeks, I think we're a couple of weeks removed from the anniversary of him falling off the wagon and missing a broadcast in New York because of his alcoholism. Here is Tripp relating the story of that day.
And I'm sitting in the hotel room after the morning skate and the insanity of my disease. I was reading my game notes. And I said, well, I have this massive headache. I'm going to have a drink. And all of a sudden, I fall asleep without warning. And I wake up at 6:59. I've missed my interview with Rod. I'm missing the game, I can tell. You know, the tweets that I put out that night came from a good place in my heart, but they were under the influence driven. Here I am, this massive distraction. Worst feeling in the world. Massive distraction. The night the Hurricanes won the division championship.
That's Tripp Tracy from the story done by Casey Hintz, who joins us from Newark, New Jersey. Thank you for being in Newark, New Jersey, Casey. I was told that there is over 40 minutes of interview footage that you did with Tripp.
Adam, yeah, it is, I think, 43 minutes, and Tripp was an open book.
Yeah.
It was incredible, and obviously I'm so grateful that he felt, you know, comfortable and trusted me to share the story, and he wants this to be public because there's some lessons in there, too, that he wants young people who are maybe, you know, going through this, you know, hopefully that it can resonate with anybody and, you know, somebody that's maybe dealing through this. But the interview is incredible. We can only, obviously, you know how it goes in TV, so just a really, really short. Cutting this down was honestly impossible. And I'm actually, at this moment, still trying to cut it down. If anybody has the time, I would suggest either listening to the podcast form, or I'm going to put the whole thing up on WRLSportsFan.com. Tripp was amazing, and he tells exactly what happened, and it truly was incredible, but it was also powerful and really inspiring, and he's just so grateful for all the support, not only from, you know, players and coaches and friends, but the Caniacs, you know, why he felt it was, you know, to get back in the booth is for them. And so it just was truly amazing, and I can't thank him enough for sitting down and sharing the story.
So trying to put this together into a story, how long a story are you getting out of 43 minutes of audio?
I'm getting 3 minutes.
So. 3 whole minutes? That is fantastic. I wouldn't even know where to go. I can't cut that down to 3 minutes. No, I speak to Tripp every day, just about. And that's two questions for Tripp Tracy. So it's he is one and a million. All right. So when can people see this, and when can people see some of the other things, and then we'll talk about this team?
Absolutely. Tonight at 5 o'clock, I'll be live from the Prudential Center, and that's when I'll air this very much shortened version of the story. At 5 on WREL, and then shortly after, we will have the full video up on WRLSportsFan.com, and I believe on the WREL Daily Download, where you can listen to it in a podcast form. I think even that was trimmed down, to be honest with you. I think they cut that thing down to like 15 minutes or something. I believe all 43 minutes, it was incredible. It didn't even feel that way until obviously I was starting to go through it. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. This is long, but I definitely highly recommend for anybody.
All right. Well, we're going to check it out. Appreciate your time. All right. So, one of the things that struck me about the Hurricanes after Game 5 of the Islander series was just how upbeat they were after losing on home ice in Game 5, knowing that it might not go well in Game 6 and have to be faced with a Game 7. But they had a really good attitude about them. Was there a similarity in Newark yesterday?
100%. I was actually surprised because we got to the arena. It was only really supposed to be in availability with, you know, the Black Aces were going to maybe be skating. But we get there, the whole team's warming up, and everyone hits the ice for practice. Okay. Not completely unusual, but the mood was completely upbeat. And even afterwards in the locker room, all the guys, you know, kind of knew that game three was not even remotely close to anything we've ever seen from them. Not that, you know, you want to rely on, you know, these bounce back situations or, you know, hoping that you can follow that, but they know that that wasn't their game in game three. And kind of all you can do is flush it, not dwell on it, and look ahead to tonight. And so I was pretty impressed that that was the mood throughout. And, you know, of course, that was Rod's message was, you know, what's done is done. Even if we played good, what would that matter tonight? Nothing. So
right.
Pretty impressive, I guess, with their mood.
Was there a comment that one of the players, I know Slavin had some, I thought Slavin had some clear things to say about the transition from game three to game four, but was anything that stuck out about whether or not what Sebastian said or Jacob or somebody else?
Yeah, for Jacob, when I talked to him, I asked if he was surprised because obviously his team is so consistent, right? And we don't really see that. I just, considering, you know, most of the team came out and played that, I asked him if he was surprised. He was like, actually, I was. And, you know, when you think about the eight goals, like that's something you don't want to think about. And this team never, you know, this team never allows eight goals. So it definitely stings. You don't want that to, you know, snowball into something else. But I think Seth Jarvis, he kind of, you know, he's always good for a sound bite. He had some, you know, I guess funny, trying to keep the mood light things to say. Like, anytime you get eight goals scored on you, obviously, you know, we didn't do something right there. Sebastian on the whole, a little more level-headed, but I think just overall, you know, hey, we can't look back. We can't dwell on it. Got to look ahead. And, you know, Sebastian Aho also said that he really liked, you know, this team's mentality yesterday after practice, and he thinks that they're in a good mind space. So.
Did Sebastian Aho try to fight you?
No, I'm bigger than him, so I don't think he's going to do that.
You are. Heels or not, Casey?
Heels or not, exactly.
You are taller than Sebastian Aho. Is he nice and scarred up?
He has a little cut there above his, I think it was above like the right side of his lip that ended up being, I guess, friendly fire, right? But then from the other one, he said he didn't feel from Tatar the high stick.
Yeah.
It kind of caught him up high, and he said he didn't even actually really know what was going on, but didn't even leave a mark, so.
All right, well, good for, yeah, he said he got hit in the helmet. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy game. Was game four. Enjoy game four tonight, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Adam. I appreciate it.
Casey Hintz here on The Adam Gold Show. I listened to some of the clips. Actually, let's play this one going into break. This is when Tripp, when he got back to Raleigh, and he met with Don Waddell, the president and general manager of the team, and Tripp was preparing for the worst.
At this point, I figure I'm getting fired for sure. And I went up to the office, and Don and I in the conference room. He put his arm around me, and he said, we're going to support you. You know, and I was prepared, and I would have accepted whatever Don was going to say.
Well, obviously, Tripp is here. So things have, to this point, worked out very well for all parties. So, shouts to Tripp, and good on the Carolina Hurricanes for supporting somebody. It would have been very easy, other organizations might have done it, to just move on.
Yeah.
It would have been very easy to do that.
And he's got Frank to help him now, too,
and
his
now
puppy.
He's got Frank.
Everyone needs Frank, a puppy for support.
Who, right now, is probably waiting for the game to start.
Yes.
It's more than just your lawn. It's your fairway to heaven. It deserves the Kubota Z400. Class-leading speed, agility, a powerful transmission, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort, convenience, and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Sync Farm Equipment, your one-stop shop for high-quality outdoor power equipment. On the web at SyncFarmEquipment.com.